Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
807 1310 WIBA, Madison in the morning. And Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by the Bruce Company. I forgot which fader that song was on.
Oh.
You're like, what are you pausing for? Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well for a Monday. It's an exciting couple of weeks. And this is actually, you're going to have a couple of weeks off. So at the end of the show, don't let me forget to say, see you next year.
That's right. Dude. We can say that.
Yes, we can. We got a lot to talk about this week. And of course, great opportunity. If you've got a question for Lisa, give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Of course, the Bruce Company located right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center, the website brucecompany.com, on Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company, and their telephone number 836-7041. But again, great opportunity right now to get on the air at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. I saw the giant check, by the way. Saw the picture?
Yeah. Well, actually, that was borrowed from the Humane Society, but we are going to get our own big giant check.
Oh, the Humane Society should have one because of all the great work that they do. They
yes,
should have one readily
yes.
available.
So yeah, we gave $1,000
nice.
To the Humane Society. It was right around like $550 from the 12 weeks of giving entries, and then the rest where we had some, you know, little cash box things by the registers, and then also some of the stuff at Ladies Night, and then it came to just under $1,000, so we just rounded it up because
you're like that. You guys are good people like that, as they say. They're good people at the Bruce Company.
Yeah.
Good people. That is
yeah,
cool.
We do our best.
It is cool to see. And I also love the picture that was taken with the check.
That was Tom. He's our marketing director.
And Tom is standing there. And what I love is that you guys have a variety of different animals.
I did. I was not there. I had some time off last week. And so I was going to come in. And I did come in. And then I said, So I had Tom. I asked Tom to do it. And he graciously agreed. And Linda, who is our new marketing hire for us, she set the stage with all the pets.
She did a nice job with
yeah.
that. It's kind of, because for a moment there, I'm like, yeah, that's got to be the Bruce Company.
That
looks like it. So very neat, great work there. And of course, we talk with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. It's a great time to get into the Middleton Gardens at the Bruce Company, whether thinking of holiday shopping. I know there are, and we talked last week, some Christmas stuff had gone on sale.
We had some sales on most of the holiday merchandise started on Friday.
Okay.
So you can stop in. It's not, you know, after Christmas sales stuff. It's a little bit of pre-holiday sales, mm-hmm. but stuff is, you know, there's stuff has been selling really well, and I don't know how much is going to be around the day after Christmas.
So there's
that too.
There are the people, like I will call them my wife, that like to play this game of chicken.
Sure.
With like, what is that opportune day to go to?
Well, and I think if you've been in the store and you're looking at something and there's a lot of stuff there, then yeah, you can play that game. But if not, if there's one or two, you might want to get it now.
Get in there now. It's always a great time to get into. What with this weather, by the way, and we talk a lot about weather on this.
We do.
On this
we're
show.
Obsessed.
I think you need to be, right?
Gardeners are obsessed with the weather. I have like 9 weather apps on my phone.
What do you do when they contradict one another?
You know what? For temperature stuff, I check, like, there are like 4 of them that I check to see. Just it's a game to see how close they are.
Do you have Gary Kenalty on speed dial? Is he available to you whenever?
No, but I do have alerts from Channel 3000. So the other night when the storm's really bad, I could hear Gary saying, there are lightning strikes in your area. High winds in your area.
Oh my gosh, that is very funny. And you'll be on with them later today. What for people with this kind of weird, and I got another thing, it's always weird. It's not actually that weird. We've seen things like this before. But it has been, we're in the 60s last week.
Yeah, and then now they're saying it's going to be, it's, you know, pretty seasonal right now, I think.
Yeah.
And then it looks like in the 40s on the weekend. I was really hoping for a little white Christmas.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were. Without snowfall right now, and let's say we get a cold snap, that could be potentially bad, couldn't it?
Well, I think if you have stuff that's, you know, that started to bud out, We heard a lot of reports about things inappropriately flowering this fall. And I mean, just know that long term, your plants are going to be fine. Mm-hmm. But if you had stuff that you planted like late in the fall, so it hasn't had a really good chance to get heal or to get established, to grow some roots and sort of be in that soil, I would certainly, you know, get some mulch. If you have a fresh cut Christmas tree, instead of putting it out on the curb, you can cut the branches off with a pair of loppers and then use that over those areas where you have newly planted perennials or around shrubs. It'll just sort of help keep the ground frozen.
Oh, just kind of use those branches like a... is that what you're saying? Cut the pine tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just use the branches. They make a great insulation because they trap the cold air. Mm-hmm. It's the freezing and thawing part that does damage to newly planted things.
Okay.
Because they're not well rooted in the soil. So as the soil, it's called heaving. We call it frost heaving. And so what it does is as it freezes and thaws, it sort of pushes things out of the ground.
It ratchets it up as it's doing.
Yeah. So if you have newly planted things and then roots are exposed, then those plants are toast.
Very.
I didn't see a lot of bulbs come up in that really warm weather that we had last week. So that's encouraging.
Okay. Well, it's good. And it's good to hear as far as just, and of course, the importance of making plans. We've got a little extra time. And if you're a procrastinator, you can still do holiday lights today.
Yeah, you could. If you can find some. I heard that over the weekend, there was a lady that came in and she was looking for purple lights, and purple is one of the few colors that we actually have left.
Oh, great.
So we're saying, yes, we have purple.
Absolutely do we. It's great to hear. Stop on in. They'd love to see you right at the Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. If you've got a letter, you got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You guys still taking Santa letters, speaking of letters?
Yeah, if you get them in today or tomorrow, because okay. I'm working through Wednesday, and then, you know, I'm taking the end of the week off. Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure we get those up to the North Pole.
Yeah, get them in the mailbox of the Bruce Company so I can speed send them up to the North Pole before I leave for my holiday break.
And that's kind of a quick turnaround for Santa, so you really want to make sure.
Yeah, I do have like, you know, a special speedy, extra speedy line with Santa, so can make that happen.
That is important. So stop on it. They'd love to see you right
after
the
that. It's at the hands of the post office. So I don't know what to do.
Yes. Stop on in the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Great opportunity as well right now. If you got a question for Lisa, love to talk with you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Mention, of course, the Middleton Garden Center, the website, brucecompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Or if you've got a question, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talk a little bit more with Lisa and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Ask the Experts, Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company. Lisa Briggs joins us. Lisa, thoughts on this song?
I like this song.
I do too.
This is okay.
I know that's a controversial thing sometimes to say. Not like actual controversy, but some people are like, I care. Like, wait, what'd you get me into here? No. Some people really don't like it for some reason. It's not that I don't, it's not like my favorite. It's not a bad
song. It's not a bad song.
No, it's not bad at all. It's kind of, it's happy. It's jolly. Yeah. It fits the season real well. Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company, of course, at Middleton Garden Center, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Last minute gifts.
Oh, yeah.
As we're coming down this, you've got guys, I'm talking to you. And some.
Yeah, I know there's some great stuff in the boutique.
Yeah, it's a good time to get in and do that shopping because you don't got to worry about delivery dates or anything
like
that.
Yeah, some really, well, okay, so I haven't been in the store since Thursday.
Okay.
It was busy this weekend.
I bet it was.
So, but there, you know, there are some really pretty sort of scarf and hat sort of sets that would be really lovely. There's some pretty jewelry in there. And for guys, mm-hmm. There's a little man cave area with some grooming things and some, you know, wallets and that kind of stuff. There's also, you know, I got in a last minute shipment of puzzles. So I love doing puzzles. I have a stack under the tree for the winter.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got the guy cave area.
Yeah.
And that's got guy stuff. Does Matt hang out over there? Is that kind of his area?
No, Matt has. I know it's kind of fun to have him back. I'll see if he wants to
come hang out again.
Come hang out again.
Like the olden days.
Or give me a break every once in a while. Would be nice.
Let's be honest. You just want to stay away from it. but with those gifts and that's in like just kind of thinking of some of the more unique stuff and some of that those type of items you guys carry at the Bruce Company, is it really does, you know, whether it's stocking stuffers or getting that right thing for that right person. I know, you know, with ornaments and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys
been selling a lot of ornaments as gifts. I think, you know, we have some 2022 seed in, and then, you know, after the holidays, people start thinking about, you know, if you're wanting to grow some perennials or some of the slower flowers, annual flowers from seed, you can get started with that kind of thing. So we've got all those supplies, lights and heat mats and, you know, seed trays and all that sort of stuff. And the seed is starting to come in. So I would think that soon after the holiday, we'll start getting out the rest of the new seed. Mm. And the Garden Expo is, at least for now, is on for February. So we'll have tickets available soon for that. You can stop it and get that.
Oh, very cool.
Get those too.
You guys got classes or anything going on right now?
Not right now. Okay, I will probably take a little bit of a break and then start up, you know, right around Garden Expo time, which is usually, the second weekend in February. So after that, we'll start doing some classes again.
And I know you modified kind of how you did them this time around, smaller classes.
Yeah, we did smaller sizes and tried to have more space.
Sounds like people really responded, though. People are
almost all of them were filled, so that was good. And I think everybody missed, you know, that's what I heard. Everybody just missed that sort of one-on-one kind of interaction. So, and I missed it as much as everybody else did, because I really like teaching those.
And of course, you keep them posted on Facebook and social media.
Yeah. So as I get the new, I'll be working on the new calendar starting right after the holidays. So I will pull some things together. Might be a reprise of 2019, which is when we did a couple of, we started the calendar in 2020 and then, you know, March, which is when we really really get going with them.
Yeah.
We had an ambitious schedule for that year and then everything sort of shut down. I'm keeping our fingers crossed that we don't. You know, we don't see that huge upswing like some places are right now.
And so, and it's important as we talk about this stuff too, Lisa, of following on. So, because, you know, when this stuff comes out and, you know, with some of the smaller sizes and those type of things, I know how much people love them. You really want to get on that, get in.
Yeah. And so that stuff, it'll be posted on our website calendar, which Linda, our new marketing person, is after the first year, she's figuring out how to update our website so it's a little easier to navigate. Some of the things get quite lost in there. And then, but you can always check, you know, Facebook, especially if there are any last minute changes. We'll, you know, that stuff is on Facebook too.
Facebook and social media, the Bruce Company website, brucecompany.com.
I'm going to learn, not Twitter. First, I need to learn Instagram.
Instagram's the best of them all, by the way.
Yeah. I know it's what the kids like. I'm just. Yeah. And Twitter, I understand. Don't even get me started on Pinterest. Thank heavens we have a good Pinterest person, Gloria, who's our furniture buyer / manager. She is phenomenal, and our pages look really nice.
I tried really hard to avoid Pinterest. Like, I remember when that was really hot, and I'm like, I'm too cool. And then I realized, like, this is the coolest thing in the world. Pinterest is
I know.
Massively addictive.
I know. I don't get it because I keep all that stuff in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know that my brain needs to be out on the internet. So I don't think my brain needs to be out there.
Well, if you're out there, you can follow, of course, the Bruce Company on all those platforms. And of course, check out the great stuff again. Bruce Company, the Bruce Company, 2830 Parliament Street, which you find the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parliament Street. Before we head out, just some tips for people. I know know when it comes to like prolonging some of the holidays, we want to keep some of, you know, those wreaths and other things.
Yep.
Keep them
going. If you want to keep those out longer, stop in the store and get some wilt proof. Mm-hmm. It's a natural product, and what it does is just sort of seals up the needles. Or if you have, it also works really well on broadleaf evergreens. I noticed my rhododendrons were rolling the other day when it was really cold. So that's typical, but it will help with that kind of stuff. For holiday plants, if you get them as gifts, make sure that you deal with that decorative sleeve that often comes on plants that people give as gifts, whether it's foil or the plastic ones that look like foil. They don't, most of the time, those do not have drainage holes. Hmm. And so they will trap moisture and just acts like, you know, like putting it in a vase so the water stays in there. So make sure that you poke a drainage hole in there or pop that utility pot into a nicer pot that you have. So watch for that. And as it gets colder, watch for drafts too. A lot of those holiday plants, poinsettias in particular, do not like drafts.
I was going to send you a picture yesterday. I just remembered this. Christina and I were sitting in the back room of the house watching a movie, and mm-hmm. her Christmas cactus was all vibrant and beautiful. And I said, "That looks great." And she said, "I got that at the Bruce Company." I
awesome.
Said, "Are you kidding me?" And I was going to take a picture, and I don't know why I didn't do it. Probably because got back into the movie.
I don't know,
because
the movie was probably interesting, yeah. right?
Yes. You mentioned poinsettia. Still got any in stock?
I think we do.
Okay.
I think so. Call the plant desk, because like I said, I haven't been in since Thursday, and I was only in for a little while, and I did not take a really good look. So, call the plant desk, or, you know, send a message on Facebook or a comment. We'll try to get you some information on availability of particular things. Mm-hmm.
And that number, 836-7041, that's 836-7041, the website, brewscompany.com, brewscompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Brews Company, or stop on in. They'd love to see you this week at the Middleton Garden Center of The Brews Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. It is a great time to get into the Middleton Garden Center of The Brews Company. Lisa, it's always great. I will see you next year.
Yeah, and don't forget, everybody, we've got new hours, winter hours. Yeah. So we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and on Sunday from 11 to 4.
Okay.
Still plenty of time to get in and do what you need to do, but it gives everybody a little bit of a break for the winter before we start gearing up for spring. And yeah, so we're taking a little break from you.
Is that?
I know.
Teary-eyed.
So I know.
I will have to send
you
pictures.
Take a couple weeks off. Yeah, post them on Facebook.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, for you guys, is Christmas and spring are just
so spring we'll start, new product will start coming into the store, the furniture floor will get reset as the Christmas clearance dwindles down, and then before you know it, it will be March and plants will start coming in.
It's exciting. Really exciting. Stay up to date on everything. BruceCompany.com, BruceCompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company, or even better, stop on in. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmet Street. That's 2830 Parmet Street. Lisa, it's always great seeing you. You enjoy the week.
You too, and happy holidays, everybody.
Take care. The guys from the Troll Bites, they come your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.